This is KUT. It's been about a week since President Trump signed an executive order banning travel into the United States from seven majority Muslim countries. Trump has said the ban is an effort to stop terrorists from entering the country, even though refugees already go through an extensive screening process. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, local groups who help resettle refugees here in Texas say they still don't know what this means for the families they were expecting this week.
Aaron Rippenkroger with Refugee Services of Texas says his group had planned to receive about 100 refugees in five different cities this week. But since last week's ban, only half of those families are expected to make it to Texas. Rippenkroger says it's been a heartbreaking situation. And for some folks, it's been a dangerous one, too. He says some refugees have serious health issues that were going to be addressed when they arrived.
So this is going to have a really painful impact in many different respects. And there's some people who, I hate to say it, but may not make it through this delay or this stoppage.
Rippenkroger says the problematic rollout of Trump's travel ban has put a lot of people in harm's way. He says there were families who went through 2 years of rigorous screening while living in refugee camps. He says families slated to come here were finally at the finish line, and now they might be completely out of luck.
They may never get back into the pipeline. There's many stories of that happening. We do hope and pray that there will be arrivals will resume when this is lifted.
Refugee Services of Texas and others have already done a lot of work preparing for these families. Brianna Burns is part of a volunteer welcome team with St. James Episcopal Church in Austin. She says the team does this work, including
things like picking them up at the airport, being their first point of contact when they step foot on U.S. soil for the first time, and putting together their apartments.
Burns worries about what happens now for those families who thought they would be settling in Texas this week.
What now? I mean, that family is over there being told, sorry about your last 3 years of your life. But, you know, sorry, you can't come. And that's heartbreaking.
Burns was among dozens of protesters who showed up Wednesday at Republican Congressman Michael McCaul's office here in Austin. She says she's doing all she can, even though she doesn't know exactly what will help at this point. Both Burns and Aaron Rippenkroger say in the meantime they are focusing efforts on the families who are able to enter the country, as well as the refugees who are already settled here and now worried about their future in the U.S. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.